The text this morning is in verse 19. The Bible says, "And he saith unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." There are two different things that I'd like to see for us to see this morning. In this passage, we see a truth about following Christ. Jesus said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." The truth is, a person who is truly following Christ will be a soul winner. And Jesus said, he will make a soul winner out of a person that's following him. The second truth is, I'm going to be focusing is on another thing about this passage, the fact that Jesus likens soul winning into fishing. In another passage in Luke 5, Jesus said to Peter, "From henceforth thou shalt catch men," meaning that they were about to drop everything and be the disciple of Christ, and they were going to be soul winners for him, right? So, and if we stop and think about it, it is true that we really are fishing for men. When we're out knocking doors, we want to catch them, meaning that we want to get them saved, right? Now, in this passage, they were using nets, and we're not in a super receptive area like the Philippines where we would need nets to catch them. So, since we're in the water where fishes aren't too common and we don't get to preach the gospel to multitudes, what we use is a good old-fashioned fishing poles. And we preach the gospel house by house and person by person. And if we're using fishing poles, what we need is a set of good hooks and baits, right? So the title of this short message this morning is Hooks and Baits. It's about having great hooks and baits when it comes to preaching the gospel and to soul winning. So when I was in college, I took a public speaking class, and this is one of the techniques that they taught us to use, you know, to get people's attention, to use hooks and baits to grab their attention. So what is a hook? It's basically, it's a literary term that it basically means attention grabber. It could be a sentence or a word or an idea that grabs people's attention. The technique to persuade them or to convince them that what you have to say is worth their time. It's part of a presentation that compels an audience to stay and to pay attention. In Luke 14, verse 23, the Bible says, "To go out into highways and hedges and to compel them to come in that my house may be filled." So the Bible says we are to compel them to come in. It's a way for us to give them a reason to invest their time into hearing what we have to say. And it usually comes at the beginning of a point where it can do the most good. And when it comes to soul winning, it's better to have multiple hooks and baits to keep them engaged for the whole presentation. So later on this message, I will give you four tips on how to grab their attentions. So why do we need to use it? Well, have you ever tried fishing using a pole without a bait? Or how about without a hook? Yeah, it's probably not going to work, right? So the same goes when we have content without solid hooks and baits. We have the greatest news any person will ever hear, right? And if we don't have strong attention grabbers, people won't be convinced that that they should hear or they should bother hearing any other thing that we say other than the first sentence that we said. So that's why it's important. So how to use it? These are the tips to keep a listener curious. So tip number one, ask an engaging question. Bible says in Titus 3, in verse 9, "Avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and striving about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain." The Bible says, avoid foolish questions. So tip number one is to ask an engaging question. Why is this a great way to bait someone to listening to you? Because if someone asks you a question, it's rude to ignore it, right? Most people at the door aren't rude, and they might pass, but most will stop and think about the answer. It piques curiosity and it leaves them wondering. So don't ask obvious questions like, "Hey, do you want to go to heaven?" Because everyone wants to go to heaven, right? Ask them something that will give them a pause. This is how we usually open our presentation, right? You ask the question, "If you were to die today, do you know for sure that you're on your way to heaven?" That's a great hook. All right, people at the door pause and think, and usually they would laugh at that question. Because why? Because it's abrupt and it's unexpected. Some people want to get away from that question because they want to do something different, but that is a great hook. So we use it. And there's a reason why even today we still use that question. It worked for a lot of people. It's a great way to reel people in. So tip number one is ask an engaging question. Tip number two is tell them what they're going to get. You know, sometimes the best thing is to spoil it for them. The best place to start is at the end, and this is what they're going to get. The Bible says in 1 John 5:13, you all know this verse, right? The Bible says, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and you may believe on the name of the Son of God." What we're getting is eternal life, and we can know that we're getting eternal life. The Bible says that we can know that we have eternal life. And with that kind of statement, with that kind of promise, why won't they want to stick around and hear what if they can know how to go to heaven, right? So point number two is tell them what they're going to get. And tip number three, make a relatable statement. Make a relatable statement. It's good to know that we're not alone in our troubles. It's good to know that I'm not the only one who has some troubles in some areas. So state something that they can relate to. So they would know that what you have is relevant to them. For example, I hear people at the door, you know, when a person is Catholic or Lutheran, a person, my partner would say, "I used to be Catholic, I used to be Lutheran." And this is what they believe. But the Bible actually says a little bit different than that, right? Or when someone says they don't know how to go to heaven, some people would reply with, "That's okay. You know, I didn't know how to go to heaven until someone explained it to me." You know, the Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." You know, we're all sinners. I'm not better than anyone. You're not better than anyone. In a sense, we're all equal because without Christ, we fall short. We come short of the glory of God. So it's good for them. It's good to know that some things in our lives are shared by others. So being relatable will make them feel that you're just like them. So before I tell the last point, I want to review the points. The first tip is ask an engaging question. Point number two is tell them what they're going to get. And point number three is make a relatable statement. And last point is to call them out. Call them out. These are risky if used in the wrong way, so be tactful. Call the person out for an assumption they have made. Like I said, be tactful because it might do you more bad than good. It could repel them instead of reel them. In the beginning of the conversation, this is how I would do it. You know, I would ask them what they believe they have to do in order for them to go to heaven. And obviously, most people would say, you know, you have to go to church, you have to be baptized, you have to follow the commandments of God, you have to read the Bible and all that. Now, what I would say is, well, there's definitely nothing wrong with what you're doing. But the Bible says that will not get you to heaven, right? There's only one thing that you need to do in order for you to go to heaven. So that way is not rude, right? It's not rude to say that they're wrong. It makes them curious, and also it makes them curious what that one thing is. So use their assumption to your advantage, but be careful not to be rude. So the Bible says in Jude, in verse 22, Bible says, you're all familiar with this verse. The Bible says, "And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh." You know, why are we here, right? Why are we here on a Saturday morning, getting ready to get in our cars and going to these places? It's to pull them out of the fire, right? It pulled them out of the lake of fire, which the vast majority of people are headed, right? It's to go fishing for men. But here's the thing, you won't catch any without hooks, without baits, right? So we had to learn how to grab people's attention at the door. So let's close in a word of prayer. Dear Father, Lord, thank you for the opportunity to speak your words, Lord. Pray you bless it, Lord. Pray that it actually helps people, Lord. And just pray the rest of the day would go well. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.